2. There are two basic systems of general education, the distribution model and the core model. Author's note: expository writing and a foreign language are often required of all college students. It was once common to require students to pass a swimming test before they could graduate. Columbia still does. And some colleges have a physical education requirement. The usual practice is to require all or most freshmen to take a writing or writing-intensive course, but to allow students to place out of the language requirement by scoring a certain mark on a test, such as an SAT-2. Although these requirements are technically part of the general education curriculum, they are rarely subjects of controversy, in part because they are important mainly to the departments that staff them. There is no zero-sum interdepartmental gaming involved. The distribution model is the default system, the one that most colleges use. Ordinarily, it requires students to take 3 departmental courses in each of the 3 liberal arts divisions, natural science, social science, and the arts and humanities, in order to graduate. This is the system in place at Swarthmore and Yale, for example. Author's note: Yale recently changed from a more somewhat elaborate distribution system. Unless otherwise cited, information about general education requirements is from college websites and is subject to change. Having a distribution requirement is a completely honorable way to duck the entire problem. Its rationale is breadth and depth. Students study one subject intensively, their major, and they complement this study by sampling the subject matter of other disciplines. But the breadth part, putting aside the question of whether breadth per se is a meaningfully educational goal, is somewhat wishful. Without added constraints, students can cherry-pick their way through a distribution system. They can take only introductory courses or courses known for ease of passage: physics for poets, poetry for physicists, and so on. Nearly every college has